They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini. They're the Combini Boys.
Welcome to the Combini Boys podcast, where my friend Mike and I share the latest and greatest from Japan's amazing convenience stores. In this week's episode, we look at a Nikuman campaign out of Daily Yamazaki and a creamy milk campaign out of Lawson. We celebrate the arrival of more bones in the hotbox and more the arrival of more rice burgers. Now, let's head off to the Combini.
They're the Combini, they're the Combini, they're the Combini, they're the Combini Boys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
It's going really well. As you can see, Mike, I am at a Premier Lawson at the foot of Mount Fuji here. Rarely have I seen such a stunning Combini. It reminds me of the Combini that the Bean Pod on Twitter has access to. But no, this is for anybody journeying to Japan. I encourage you to seek out this Lawson. It is stunning. How about you? How are things in Kurobe?
Things are good. Actually, I was going to say before I saw you, like you told me about your background, I thought it was something that you created for Twitter.
No.
You have made some magnificent Combini architecture. Is that the name of the series?
Yes, that's a series, yes.
Yeah, that's a great series. If you want to see more of that, check us out on Twitter. Yeah, Matt, as you can see, I'm actually representing Circle K, the legendary Combini rest in peace, out in the Hokuriku area we loved, and little snowy background. Things are good, Matt. You know, as you know, I'm getting prepped to come to the States on Thursday. So if everything, you know, works out, we don't have any Omicron. You know,
bring it on, into, Omicron.
Bring it on, you know, not coming into... fuck everything up, then I will be there and we will be together to perhaps do our first ever in-person podcast
and sixth Aju Summit, annual Aju Summit. So exciting times lie ahead for sure.
Yeah, man, I'm super pumped. But all right, I guess we should probably head into the episode today, right?
A lot to talk about.
Matt, first thing on the docket here today, we got some interesting news coming out of Daily Yamazaki. You know, we don't hear about them that much. They're kind of a low lier when it comes to exciting campaigns and new things. But Matt, I'm excited to say today we've got something to talk about. And that is, Matt, Daily Yamazaki is introducing their line of Yamazaki no Chukaman. What that is Daily Yamazaki's take on the Nikuman. As you know, they, of course, have mans themselves. And they're, you know, Daily Yamazaki makes bread. That's what they're most famous for. So their mans are very good as well. But, Matt, what this is, this isn't the, you know, the man that you'd buy in the Combini. What they've done is they're presenting a take-home series, Matt. And, you know, you might be skeptical. You know, it's not rare for Combinis to have take-home mons. You can usually find them in the frozen section. But what's interesting about this, Matt, is they're not just releasing just the Nikuman. They're releasing the whole series. So you can enjoy the man that you love anytime. At home. And so let me just walk you through the variations we have. We've got the cheese Nikuman, a classic. We've got the Nikuman. Hey, we've got the pizza man. We got the curry man. We got two versions of the anman. That's a sweet bean paste, Matt. And then, hey, it's payday. It's payday. You're feeling lucky. They've got the tokubetsu Nikuman. That's right, the special Nikumans. They've got one with the shoyu flavor and one with the salt flavor. So those premium ones will cost you 213 yen. The normal ones, you know, a reasonable 130 yen. Matt, I'm super excited about this because sometimes you got a long drive, you can't eat that man immediately. So, you know, it's nice to be able to take it home if necessary and just as a treat. If you got, you know, you want to have a snack on a Friday night, you're drinking a a green half, you know? I don't know, Matt, what do you think? And are there any that are especially exciting to you?
Well, Mike, I am disappointed to say I don't share your excitement about this campaign. For one, classic Daily Yamazaki fashion, their 15-second ad took about 12 minutes to load because they don't just post it onto YouTube like everybody else.
Right.
You know, I think this is a slippery slope here, Mike. You know, the best part to me about the Nikuman is it comes straight fresh out of the hot box.
And sure.
You can just cram it right into your face the first step out of the konbini. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to take this home, unpackage it, put it in the microwave, and heat it up? Now, I get the convenience of keeping a few of these in the freezer so that, you know, it's, 8 p.m., you're a couple green half labels in, and you don't want to walk to your local konbini, but I don't know. Is it going to taste the same? I recently purchased some frozen pizza man at a Japanese grocery store, and I got to say the quality was terrible. Now, different brand, but it was extremely disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know, three bong hits in, did I eat them all? Absolutely. But I don't know, Mike. I the experience of walking to the konbini, ordering from the hot box, eating right away, it's just something that I treasure deeply. And I'm concerned, what is this? Is this the first step to getting rid of the Nikuman hot box? I don't know. But I don't want to find out either.
Okay. Well, I share your skepticism, no doubt. This is no replacement for that special hot box, the steamer that the true Nikuman come out of, no doubt. There's no way this is going to live up to that flavor. But if it's even half the flavor, you know, I wouldn't be so disappointed. I wouldn't mind having a pizza man or a special, you know, salt flavored Nikuman. You know, just to heat it up on a cold night. I'm at least interested, and I wanna try and actually, you know, maybe get one of these and try it out, because we do have a Daily Yamazaki about 40 minutes away. I can go and procure some of these if necessary. So I don't know, Matt. It's exciting to see Yamazaki, you know, out, but definitely share your skepticism, but excited either way.
All right. Well, we have a second campaign to talk about, which we normally don't do, but hey, it's a busy week with campaigns, and Mike, out of loss, and you may have noticed there's an awful lot of cream being posted to the new item page, and it is not just a little cream, it is a lot of cream. You know, we're looking at pancake stuffed things with inch, maybe 2 inches of whipped cream. We see something like a hot dog bun full of whipped cream. We have pudding full of whipped cream. We have donuts full of whipped cream. Whipped cream is everywhere, Mike. Sandwiches with fruit. How could there not be cream in that? More hot dog buns with whipped cream. It's outrageous, Mike. This is an Uchi Cafe Nama cream, fresh cream milk series, Mike. And I got to tell you, normally I'm on board with everything Uchi Cafe does. We've talked about actually setting up a real Uchi Cafe that serves Lawson Uchi Cafe desserts and making an absolute killing. But they've partnered here with like a fresh cream store called Milk, and they're doing a collabo with them. And, you know, Mike, I'm lactose intolerant, so one shot of these and I'd be carpet bombing every toilet within a 3 mile radius. So I can't get too excited about this myself, but I know you might be singing a different tune.
Yes, I am, and I know you have that affliction, and it's nothing to laugh about. It is a serious affliction. And one drop of that fresh cream could, I mean, that could have shock waves that echo for hours and days. Matt, I am excited because first off, I'd like to say in each of these items and these pictures that we're looking at, this is some of the highest quality cream I think I've ever seen. This is, don't get it mistaken, this is no, you know, cream that you're spraying out of some can. I mean, this is high quality, dense milk cream. Matt, they all look great to me. Oh, look at that. It's a little banana in there. The Castella. Oh my God. Good God.
Banana.
Yeah. I've been on a cream fix recently, Matt. And if you can scroll all the way down to the bottom, I'm going to surprise you a little bit here. That's the one. Go back up to that hot dog. That's the one that's got me, Matt. You described it, but this is a hot dog roll. Just packed.
Stuffed.
Filled to the brim with this dense, flaky, you know, beautiful cream. And I imagine this is not just any hot dog roll. I imagine this is a hot dog roll that is suited to some fresh, dense milk cream. And this thing is just, I mean, I could imagine you just open your mouth as wide as it can go. You put this hot dog roll with this cream in it as deep into your mouth as possible. And then you just chomp down. And it's gotta be the creamiest explosion that you've ever experienced in your life. Sorry, Matt, I know this is probably giving you like some sort of, you know, some ill feelings, and I'm sorry to do that. But this looks pretty good to me. I like it. I like what I'm seeing here out of Lawson.
Yeah, well, wow, a hot dog bun full of fresh, thick cream. That is, that would have devastating consequences for me. So I can't get too excited about it. But for those who like cream, check out Lawson in this Uchi Cafe series. It kicks off next Tuesday, November 23rd, which is actually yesterday because we publish on Wednesday. Oh, actually, no, it kicked off already. It's the 23rd. I apologize. Go to Lawson now, ladies and gentlemen.
Get out there.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
Right, then don't. Yeah. Okay. All right, Matt. Well, Well, that wraps up our lead stories for this week. I think we're going to head over to the Chicky Boars. And, Matt, tis the season, right? Tis the season. Tis the season, Matt. You know, we're approaching the Christmas season. And
that we are.
And you know what that means? It means one thing and one thing only. That's bone-in chicken, Matt. And I'm happy to report that the Combini is heating up with their bones. So let's see where we're at. First off, out of Lawson. I mean, hey, this is no new item, but this is this is a good old friend right here. This is that friend you haven't seen in years, and you just meet him and you talk for hours, you know, the Bruce Springsteen glory days style, you know, sort of thing. All right. So what do we got here, Matt? This is the this is Lawson's golden chicken bone-in. That is the bone-in golden chicken. This is a drumstick. And, you know, it's golden. It's this beautiful fried chicken on a bone. Matt, do you have anything to say to our old pal, the golden chicken?
No, it's just good to see him back in town. You know, every year, Mike, I write that letter to Santa. What do I want for Christmas? I want some bones, and Santa-san always delivers. And here we go. I got to say, they're also throwing up a pretty impressive number with the spices there, like 15 herbs and spices they're claiming. My goodness. Ooh, I'm tingling as I look at this perfect drumstick there. Bone in, leaf of lettuce, and as always, a single cherry tomato. Stunning item here, Mike. Is there any question that that is going to be absolutely delicious? I don't think so.
No, I agree, Matt. And, you know, going right along, Lawson has another bone-in friend back in town. And, Matt, now we're talking about the golden chicken, but this time we're talking the roast-like, Matt. What is different here? Well, instead of fried chicken, we have the roast chicken. And this thing is a whole haunch. You know, you got the bone there. You've got the thigh, or not the thigh. You've got the drumstick, but then you've also, yeah, you've got some of that flank hanging on there. Yeah, this looks great. I mean, it's roasted perfectly. You got some, you know, it's sort of blackened a little bit from that roasting, you know, glistening. The skin is on there. You know, no way they're taking that off. And then those bones, those things have been roasted black. And Matt, yeah, another bone in. You know, 'tis the season, like I said. What do you think about this?
The roasted chicken, Mike, it really is stunning. They French the bones. I mean, think about that, ladies. Can you imagine 7-Eleven in America Frenching chicken legs? No. I mean, you got to go to the French Laundry to get French chicken legs in America. You just go to Lawson to get it in Japan. Yeah. So you got that handle, Mike. That is a handle. You could throw an axe on that thing and do some real damage. That's a real handle right there. Get some leverage. Again, you got the drumstick and the thigh, the two best parts of every chicken.
Yep.
I'm a thigh man myself.
Me too.
Juiciest, tastiest part of the chicken. Mm-hmm. Drumstick also damn good. You got that handle. Eat them both at once. Also, the price of this, $2.98. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
My goodness. Supply chain pressures have not hit Japanese convenience store chicken, ladies and gentlemen. Impressive. Yeah. No, it looks stunning. Yeah, what better way to celebrate Christmas?
Yep. Tiny Tim will be getting two of these guys this year. All right, Matt, we're going on to our last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's back. Another old friend. You know, the gang is assembled, Matt. We're at Ministop, and we've got the Chicken Kiev. And what is the Chicken Kiev? This, again, is, I don't know if we determined if this is a true bone-in or just an artificial handle there, but this is a deep-fried, deep-fried sort of chicken that's processed chicken. This is not an actual part of the chicken, but what it's shaped like a chicken drumstick, but it's all fried. And like I was saying, we don't know if that handle is a real part of the chicken or not. But inside the Chicken Kiev, you have the garlic butter sauce, Matt. Mm. And running all through this grill or this fried chicken, you've got, yeah, that beautiful, beautiful sauce. You know, we've seen him before and he's back. You got anything to say to our old friend Chicken Kiev?
No, there it is, that Ukrainian flag flying high in this advertisement here. Mike, no doubt about it, this is a questionable chicken product. That handle has got to be artificial because, well, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. You got what looks to be breast meat hollowed out with that garlic butter sauce pouring through, but then you got that big old handle. We know there are no bones in a chicken breast.
Right.
And so they must be just slapping that bone right on there, doing a little weld. I don't know what they do, but God bless them for doing it. This looks outstanding. And again, wow. Great products. All across the Konbini, bone in. Take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen, before the season is over.
Well said, Matt. Well said.
All right, Mike. That wraps up the Chicky Wars this week. It's time we head over to the scoreboard. Let's look at the new item count for this week. Family Mart's got 84 new items. Wow. Lawson, 39. 7-Eleven, 102, Ministop 24, Daily Yamazaki's got 5, Seiko Mart 8, New Day's 17. Mike, your reaction to those numbers?
There's one number that really makes your eyebrows raise.
Sure does.
And you said it best, Family Mart, 84 items. Maybe the most we've ever seen out of Family Mart.
I think so.
I mean, coming up close to 7-Eleven. I mean, doubling Lawson. This is a huge number, and, you know, I was looking at the items. You know, not much filler. They're just really bringing them out. So, you know, really excited to see that. I'm excited to see if this is going to continue because if Lawson or if Family Mart can keep up with this sort of count, things might be getting interesting.
Yeah, normally you see, you know, accessories, stationery, toys, mm-hmm. when you mm-hmm. get a jacked up number like that. But like you said, Mike, not a lot of filler in there this week out of Family Mart. Those are real deal items.
Yes.
All right, let's head into our winners and losers. We've each picked out a winning item and a losing item mm-hmm. for this week's new items. Let's start with your loser, Mike. Always curious to see what you got.
Yes, sir.
Picked out this week. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Matt, this is out of Lawson. And what we've got here, this is the Rice Burger Cheese Tartu Fish.
Oh boy.
All right. So, you know, what did they do to my boy? You know, that's what they say. Matt, so, you know, I'm a tartar guy. I had a couple months last year or this year where I almost lost it. And look at this guy. What is going on here? Yeah, you've zoomed into this picture. It's just... So, yeah. So, this is a rice burger. This is the thing that's gaining popularity, or I don't think anyone actually likes it. But, you know, McDonald's has rice burgers. You know, you see them in the conbini. So what it is, instead of bread, you have rice, sort of like grilled rice or just rice as the bun. And this one on the inside, yeah, you've got a grill or a fried fish cutlet, and on top of that cheese and then tartar sauce. You know, if they would have put this thing in bread, I would have been, you know, singing its praise. But I don't really get it. What are they doing with these with this rice burger thing? It's not good. You know, when we talk about burgers, we're talking about bun. you have the buns, you know. So this isn't just aimed at Lawson or the conbini. This is kind of aimed at the Japanese populace, all the companies that are bringing out these rice burgers. Stop it, you know, we're done with it. Yeah, you know, just stop it. So yeah, that's my loser for the week.
Yeah, Mike. And what is with this melted cheese on top? Who melts cheese on top of a fish fillet? You got this whack-ass looking tartar sauce spread all over the place. This is a nightmare, Mike. And I got to say, we're on the same page this week because my loser is not the fish fillet rice burger, Mike. This is the double cheese and beef hamburger. This is the mm-hmm. other rice burger that mm-hmm. Lawson is bringing out this week. And my God. This thing looks like a drunk quarter pounder in cheese. Just stripped its clothes off. It's naked in an alley, just peeing on itself. This is what Koshi Hikari rice looks like when it's time for rehab. We gotta get all the sides together. We need the pickles, the furikake, the sushi bin. We gotta get them all to have a chat with this rice here, because he's out on the street just banging cheeseburgers, for God's sake, and it's gotta stop. Fish fillet sandwiches. This looks like an absolute train wreck. You just got cheese dripping all down the side. It looks like onions kind of just melting down the side. I mean, it just looks like a Salvador Dali painting. it's all bad, Mike. It's all bad
this week. Yeah, wow. We were seeing eye to eye. As, you know, I can't say I'm surprised. You know, there's just that's a thing. You like, that's what's the great thing about a bun. And even, you know, depending on how juicy that burger is, you know, even the bun can struggle to keep it together. Absolutely. But like, that's the thing about rice, you know, even if you fry it and you kind of like push it together, once you get some juice in there, that thing is going all over the place. You know, it's falling apart from the seams. And I just don't think it's practical. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's as tasty, you know. And surprisingly out of Lawson, you know, usually they just are on top of their game, but this thing is a mess. The picture itself just looks awful.
Terrible.
It just looks like shit. Yeah, Matt, Lawson, you messed up this week. You know, get rid of the rice burger. This is our, get it out of here.
All right, rice burger. Wow, we picked both. There were two rice burgers out at Lawson this week, mm-hmm. and we each picked one. All right, let's turn the corner here. check out our winners. Let's see what you picked out, Mike, for this week's winner amongst the new items. And
Oh, buddy.
What is that?
Matt, we were talking about cream earlier. And Matt, what this is out of 7-Eleven. This is the chocolate orange maritozzo. And these have gotten pretty popular in Japan recently. What this is it's just like a, it's a roll, like a sweet roll, just overflowing with cream, just like completely packed with cream. Usually you'll see like a little bun on top. They're almost like, yeah, like hamburger buns, but sweet. And then inside you'll have like 2 or 3 inches of just cream. But what this is, Matt, this is a sort of variation on this. This is the chocolate version.
Mm.
And not only that, this has little bits of orange peel in there as well.
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, and yes. This just looks outstanding. Mm. I've been on, like I said, I've been on a cream fix recently. And I haven't encountered the chocolate version, especially with that little bitter, you know, orange peel in there as well. Mm-hmm. This just seems outstanding. So hats off to 7-Eleven this week. Looks like a winner to me.
Yeah, Mike, I would put, let's just say I'd crack open a lactaid to enjoy this guy here. This mm-hmm. looks absolutely stunning. How many inches of cream do you think that is that's stacked up between those buns? Is that a... inch of cream? Is that two inches of cream?
Yeah, something like that. Two or
serious?
2.5 maybe. Yeah, I'd say you probably got 2.5 inches of cream in there.
It's crazy. Also, I like that. I've never heard of the maritozzo. I guess mm-hmm. this is a traditional Italian dessert.
That's right.
So, yeah. Getting a little cultural knowledge as well, and you can always trust the Italians for something tasty. No doubt about it, Mike, this looks absolutely stunning. I like also they include some texture in there with like some, looks like some shaved chocolate, and then the orange peel in there as well. Looks stunning. Excellent choice, Mike. All right, my winner this week, we're going back to the savory section, Mike. This is out of Family Mart, and speaking of buns, Mike, it's just been a bun winners and losers this week, Mike. Out of Family Mart, we got a beef demi burger. Now, normally I wouldn't recommend a burger out of the convenience. In fact, I would not recommend a burger out of the convenience. Go to McDonald's. Go to Mo's Burger. That's where you get a good hamburger. But as far as I can tell, Mike, this is a sloppy... I think this is closer to a sloppy Joe, Mike. And the sauce that they got in that sloppy Joe is a demi glaze sauce, okay? The demi glaze sauce, the famous demi glaze sauce of Hambagu fame, I believe is the sauce for what looks to be a sloppy Joe. Now, I haven't had a sloppy Joe, which... typically came from a Manwich can at my good friend Andrew's house back when I was like 11, because my mom never bought Manwich. But man, you crack open that can, simmer that boy up, throw it onto some buns, not rice, and you got yourself one hell of a meal. And that's what I think this is, Mike. I think this is a sloppy Joe that's been leveled up with the demi glaze sauce.
Good golly. This is a treat right here, Matt. I agree. You know, it's been a buns week here. I think every item we picked was a sandwich sort of themed thing. And I think you're right. Actually, on first look, I didn't read to say that they were calling this a burger. I just looked at the picture, and I had the same impression. I said, look at that sloppy Joe. A little bit of cheese, little bit of demi-glaze sauce in that sloppy Joe. And I got to imagine, Matt, that's probably not just ground beef in there. You've got all types of cuts of meat in there. I'm sure you got stomach. You got all types in there. You got some onion, it looks like, as well. Matt, this actually, like you said, really looks good. And, you know, the convenience struggled at sort of bun-themed sandwiches because usually they suffer in that microwave. But with the Sloppy Joe, you want that thing to just get steamy and as sloppy as possible. So I imagine this might be the right combination. Maybe they should, you know, move away from patties and move into the more sloppy side of things, Matt. Great pick this week. Damn, I'm starting to salivate. I'd like to get out there and get this Sloppy Joe right now.
We got to do Sloppy Joes when you come to America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. From Mari Tozzo in Italy to Sloppy Joes in America, that wraps up today's podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank everybody for listening, and a special thanks to everybody who's bought us a chickie. Thank you so much. M.H. Bongo with four more chickies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A haiku. He wrote us a konbini haiku. I want to do the honor of reading this here.
Yes.
Konbini Big Hall Fami Chiki Oishi. I dream konbini. Well, I am moved. So moved.
Beautiful.
By that beautiful haiku. Thank you, MH Bongo, for your support. Carrie G. St. Michel, 20 chickies. My goodness. Thank you so much. Professor H. Matt D. Antonio Wade, Crew of Japan, Bobby Judo, and Anonymous, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. If you'd like to buy us a chickie, head over to buymeacoffee.com/conveniboys. We appreciate everything you do to support the podcast. Also, please share, rate the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, however you get podcasts. You can see everything we're talking about on YouTube. Subscribe and like to our channel. And check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're especially active on Twitter, where you can see things like the architecture, Konbini architecture series. Thanks, everybody, again, for listening. And, Mike, I'll see you at the Konbini and in America soon.
Yeah, I'll see you at the Konbini and in America.